Together, let us hold the intention that all aspects of this living planet come together in love, acceptance, and celebration of both our diversities and commonalities. Let us possess the common purpose that we heal from our hearts into compassion and forgiveness for ourselves. Together, let us own the belief that we will no longer unite with blame and judgment, but come to accept that we all carry the same wounds. In acknowledging this, the hope is for the whole planet and its jubilant diversity to be healed from any and all woundings so that we come together on equal footing, living in peace and joy, and setting the tone for a future of harmony within and on this planet. Peace to all and healing to all. Wendy E. Slatter, Of the Flame, Poems, Volume 15. Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Noor Al-Deen, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it. Salam, y'all. Hope you're doing great. First of all, I'd like to apologize about this long pause, but it is what it is. I just had a lot of irons in the fire, and really my schedule is so tight, but I'll try to keep it on as much as I can. So let's just get into it. Today's vocabulary is diversity, commonality, compassion, and jubilant. So the first word here is a noun, diversity. It means that something is consisted of many different things. For example, when you go to New York City, you will see a city that is full of diversity. People from different parts of the world live there together. A lot of people who performed pilgrimage in Mecca saw the reality of being united regardless of your skin color or your ethnicity or other diversities. Next word is commonality. It's a noun. Simply speaking, it means that what you have in common with others. For example, there are many commonalities you can find between people from China and people from other Asian countries. Do you think that I have a commonality with my brothers? I don't think I have any, man. Compassion is a noun. When you feel people and understand what they're going through, especially if they're feeling down, and you try to make them feel better. On a personal note, it's really hard to understand someone's feelings completely. No one can fully understand what you're going through, because they're not you in your shoes, you know? The only one who can truly understand what you're feeling and what you're going through is the one who created you, your Lord, Allah. So whenever you feel distressed, alone, out of options, and utterly pushed to the corner, call upon Allah, and He will never let you down. And I'm not saying here that you should not talk to people or vent. Don't get me wrong. You can do this, of course. And Allah actually put a lot of people in our lives that we can talk to, we can consult, and so on and so forth. All I'm saying is that no matter how much a person loves you, they're just limited at the end of the day. Yes, surround yourself with people who love you and care about you, and of course you do the same for them. It's a blessing that Allah grants you. Just don't be mad at them if they don't understand what you're going through. The next word is, and the final one, of course, is jubilant. When you're expressing or showing a great deal of joy. For example, have you seen the team that won the World Cup, man? They were jubilant. Most of them were in tears. The moment that dad saw his baby boy, he burst into tears. He was so jubilant that he could not control himself at that moment. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.